Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Nice intro. Nice. I like it. Hello.
Hello, darling.
I'm very excited because it's the day before the podcast as we record this.
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock in the morning.
On a Thursday.
So actually, this is the only, you know how I always say hello to the runners and the walkers and that?
Yeah.
This is the only time that we're in the same sort of like frame of mind as those people.
Oh man, they've been up since 6 o'clock, man, pounding their pavements. They're blooming, they're onto their second run. It's dinner time for them.
They're
having their lunch.
Can we quickly talk? I know this is the introduction. Can we quickly talk about people who exercise at stupid o'clock in the morning? Oh,
got
sorry.
You've got to squeeze it in.
No.
If I wasn't lazy, I would get up and do it at that time in the morning.
Are
because you've got to squeeze it in before your kids get up, before you've got to do work and stuff. I'm always jealous of people who've got a workplace that's a perfect running or cycling distance away and it's got shower facilities. And
at
just
5 o'clock in the morning?
Well,
six o'clock.
All right. Well, it depends what time you start work, doesn't it?
It's disgusting. I'm not having it.
I think I'd be a better runner, right? I'd be better at running and doing exercise in general if you didn't have to do it in a big circle. I think I've said this before. Like, if I had to run to the place, if you didn't sweat and get fucking scruffy and you could just run to the place.
Yeah.
Imagine if your mates were like, oh, we're going out for a meal. You go, oh, class, yeah. And you could run there and you get there and you still look, like, ready.
That would be nice.
It would be fucking amazing.
It's always better to have a destination, isn't
it? Like Sonic. I've been playing on Sonic with a bane. Sonic never sweats. Bit jealous of him.
He's not real.
Sonic runs fast as fuck. Sometimes there's like mad forward rolls. Gets to his destination. Hair still looks great. Not sweating. Not even covered in dirt off rolling around on the floor. Not fair.
I can't. What's happening? why have we talked about
that? You still slightly got a foggy head?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I've been poorly. Should we do the intro and then we'll chat about this in the actual podcast?
Well, if you want, like, if you want.
Do you want to put some structure to this shit?
No. Why change the habit of a lifetime? Why am I putting a structure? Episode 132, banging some structure in. People not know what's hit them, man. You're joking. What is this?
Eh? It was well put together this week.
What is this? A fascist dictatorship structure? Eh? What we're gonna get the same haircut? Have we? Kim Jong Rosie? Eh? Jesus.
Wow.
Back off. Eh? Let the people flow. Let it be creative.
Listen. Oh, what? No, we can't talk about that, can we?
What?
Not.
Come on.
I
feel an edit point coming.
I feel
what
like
can't
this
we talk
might
about?
Get edited out.
Tell us what is the subject that you wanted to think we could talk about? Tell us now, what is it, before you say it.
Communism.
Like, cool. So thank you for listening to this week's Shag Married Annoyed. It is episode 132. And without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor before
Can
Rosie gets us cancelled. No, you can't.
Why?
No, because you can't talk. We're not getting political.
It's not political.
Rosie, I don't mean to disrespect our listeners who I love dearly, every single one of them, right? I kiss all their faces if I was allowed, right? Boris, I don't think Boris is letting you kiss strangers' faces still.
What?
A lot of them don't know what the word communism means. They're just here for fingering and poo stuff.
No, but
so
listen,
Don't even waste their time.
I really like clothes, right? But sometimes I just wish we all had a uniform.
Right, okay, fair enough. I see what side you've come down on. Okay. Right, okay, you wouldn't be that arse living in like a communist regime where we all had to just wear sacks with belts around.
There's something quite confident about it. That's the only thing that I would want.
Right.
Just a uniform would be nice. Just right. Everybody, you wear this. Oh, that's nice.
So Handmaid's Tale. So basically, you want to just wear the little thing.
No, I don't want the rest of the Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah,
that's
the
only
thing
I want.
Do you just like Handmaid's Tale because they're all wearing lampshades on their heads? Is that your favourite bit?
I mean, that is nice.
That's why
Monday to Friday,
lampshades
we all wear the same. Right. Saturday, Sunday, go mental.
I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle that. The pressure. On Friday, I'd be like, what am I wearing? What am I wearing?
Well, at least it's only 2 days. You have to do that 7 days a week.
Oh, nah, it's too much. No, because then it would be an event, wouldn't it? It would be built up. It would be like, oh my God, what are you wearing on Saturday? Like, we're allowed to wear one shit. I'd be like non-uniform day. Fuck
yeah,
that.
Stressful.
Non-uniform day at school was awful.
Awful. Imagine awful. Doing that. Do you know the schools who don't have a uniform? Oh. Imagine that every day with your kids. You'd be like, oh, for God's sake.
I feel like you would give them... I feel it would be like a Peter Griffin, Homer Simpson thing where you'd give them...
Their own uniform.
I was on a bike ride yesterday and I got actually jealous of Homer Simpson and Peter Griffin. I think they've got it nailed. Just wearing the same clothes every single day. You've got your same thing, your same kind of outfit, pants and top. Go somewhere special, wear a suit. Go somewhere, building site, wear a building site
Some
thing.
People do.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. Listen. We've fucked on long enough.
Sorry.
It's time for this week's lucrative.
You can't be saying fuck at 9 o'clock in the morning.
What? Some people listen to this at 7:30 and I've said worse.
Fair enough.
So there you go. brilliant. you just back down so quickly on that.
I know.
That.
I'm like, some people listen to this while they're in labour, bringing children in the world. Fucking gone off.
Wow. It is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor, it's close to home. It's in our home. It's sickness and diarrhea bugs.
You got the sickness, you got the diarrhea. I've lost a little bit of weight, so every cloud.
Hey, have you locked down for 18 months and avoided getting COVID? But is your immune system now a massive piece of shit? Because ours is.
Yeah.
You need to get yourself a nice, big, fat sickness and diarrhea bug. Spreads through your family like a wildfire.
Woo!
So Rafe had it first, and as babies do, babies catch things that you can't catch. Mm-hmm. They bring it into your house when it's very, very little and tiny and doesn't hurt, and then they evolve it in your house under your roof like a fucking Pokemon and give it to everyone else when it goes from Charmander to Charizard, and it just rinses through your entire family.
Totally lost us with that, but that's
I've lost it with every analogy I've done this morning, but you know, it's fine. Well,
Pokemon and Sonic the Hedgehog, like, fuck's sake.
Listen, what? So I'm not cool? You're trying to say I'm not cool?
Are
you trying to say I don't talk about sexy stuff?
We...
Are you trying to say you are not absolutely soaking at me talking about Sonic and Pokemon?
God, imagine.
I am wasted on you. I am wasted. There's someone out there who's buzzing with me saying this.
Don't be talking about me being soaking at 9:05, all right? Too early.
Oh, good. Okay, go on then. Get you.
So, yeah, we've all had a sickness bug.
Apart from me.
Apart from Chris, which just makes me think that...
I'm Jesus. I'm probably the chosen one.
No, it just makes me think that you don't actually look after the kids enough. Because you're the only one who hasn't caught it.
Listen, we'll talk
Even
about
my friend Angela, who came around the other night, caught it. I'm so sorry.
Dirty. Just wash her hands. Probably. Dirty, eat stuff off the floor, maybe.
It's not true, because I wash my hands religiously, and I've had it.
Yeah, but you also wipe up Rafe sick with stuff you're wearing.
That is true.
There we go.
That is true.
And we're at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Get the jingle, and let's talk about this
Okay, more. Here we go. This is the jingle.
Why was that? That was really formal. Play the jingle. Oh, here's the jingle.
Here's the jingle.
There we go. Maybe. This is the jingle. Like we're in court and you're telling everyone the jingle.
Yeah. This is
That's not court. That's the Houses of Commons.
Oh, they're all the same.
They're all the same. Right.
Your Honour, that's court.
Good. Well done.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello, and welcome back to Shagmar and Annoyed. Missed you in that jingle.
It was a long pause while Rosie worked out the difference between Houses of Commons and court. I just got it now.
I went online and started looking at things, didn't I? So it's put us off, and I'm coming off there now. Right.
So you were attempting to do that jeering that they do, where they go like, that ridiculous, horrible, toffee-nosed...
Last year, I saw more of that Houses of Commons than I've ever wanted to see in my entire life. That used to just go on in the background, didn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone knew it was there.
It seemed like it
we
was
never
always
saw
on.
It
seemed like
much.
They lived there, but now we kind of know that timetable a bit better.
I'm happy I haven't seen that for a while.
It's weird though, because you catch us this week, guys. I'm living in fear. Like every little burp or little movement in my stomach that I have, I just think, oh God, have I got the stomach? Have I got the sickness and the diarrhea that yous have got? Because I know you say that I don't spend time with my kids, Rosie, which is very
harsh. I was joking.
But you told us not to for the past two days.
I have.
Like, stay away from them. It's actually been really, you know what, massive, I've got massive respect and love and sympathy for the grandparents and stuff who weren't allowed to cuddle babies during all this last 18 months. You know, when they were like, you saw them in the news holding babies up at the window and they were crying and you can't, I'm literally not cuddling my kids in my own house just for a day because they've got a bit of a sickness bug. And I get it. I felt really, really sad.
Well, it's hard because it's the worst timing ever. Because your tour kicks off tonight. Gosh, Thursday, when you listen to this.
Yeah, so Thursday night, I've got warm-ups. I've got a warm-up show in London, in a room above a pub at my mate's gig. And then I've got a comedy store in London. And then they're just letting us jump on to just make sure that my accent still works in the South. do you know what? I haven't done a gig outside the North East for 3 years.
I know.
I haven't done a gig outside the North East for 3 years.
To a Southern ear.
Yeah.
You're going to be, I didn't control my chair.
Ooh, biker. Ooh. Literally, the last speaking in the South I did was probably when I was on Strictly.
Shit.
That's probably the last time I spoke to anyone in the South.
You're going to have to slow it down.
But actually, no, probably League of Their Own the other day, but yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there wasn't a crowd at League of Their Own when I did that the other week. So yeah, I might have been complete fucking gibberish.
Somebody they didn't message. Right, so my mum reads all my comments on Instagram because she's just got a lot of fucking time on her hands. And I very rarely do. Sometimes you get dicks in there and I just can't be arsed with that.
Not dick pics.
That would be lovely. Yeah. You just get, I'm joking.
But let's just, most comments are lovely. Most of your comments are absolutely lovely, as is mine. But now and then, you don't even get dick, it's just going to, this is inappropriate.
I get a little bomb. Swearing. Do you know, I got trolled the other day in my comments by somebody who thought I was somebody else on Instagram.
Great work.
And I read this comment and I was like, they don't mean me.
Brilliant.
It was somebody else.
Brilliant.
And
wow.
I thought, well, you're a dick, and I like that other person, so I'm not commenting back. So you can go F yourself.
That would be really, really. That would just be not cool to go like, I'm sorry, I've noticed you've trolled me. You actually mean this person? Here's a link to their page. Go and troll over there, you piece of shit. No. You just got to take that on the chin. That would be so bad.
So my mum was reading, and somebody commented saying on the podcast, Rosie said she was it paralytic,
pissed.
Yeah.
Paralytic.
And they said, did she mean something else? But paralytic, we say that up here, don't we?
It's a Geordie, isn't it?
Paralytic.
Yeah. I was paralytic. I was pissed as fuck. I was more.
So anyway, yeah. So they thought I got it wrong, you know, seeing as I get quite a lot of stuff wrong, but I was actually right then. So, yeah, up your Ziggy with a wah-wah brush.
Brilliant. Yeah. Speaking of getting stuff wrong, can we just talk for a moment about the people who knocked at our door yesterday?
Oh, the view of the house.
I got yeah.
That was a nice little surprise.
the door went. I've got sensors on me all around the house on cameras, and I get a bing on my phone. Bing.
Very annoying.
Not from CBeebies. I get a bing on my phone, like a ping.
Oh, imagine him at your door every day. Oh, fuck off.
And I'm on CBeebies.
although,
don't be slagging Bing off. I'll jump over this table and. Well, I won't. I've got to keep it away from you, but I'll kick off. Right? I'm going to keep it away from me because I don't want to catch your germs. Bing's amazing. He does whinge a lot, but I was watching the idea. Do you know what I would love? Just living in the house with for full time. Flop.
Oh, you're kidding us. Flop's unreal.
Don't know what Flop is. I don't know. Like, obviously, he's not like a parent, but he's some kind of just perfect guardian.
His carer or something.
Parent, guardian, carer, rolled into one. Fucking incredible.
He never loses his temper.
He's diplomatic.
Yeah.
He's wise.
Yeah.
Just incredible.
Yeah.
He knows everything.
Keeps things nice and tidy.
He's tidy. He's a housekeeper. Yeah. He's babysitter. Yeah. Cleaner. Oh,
he's unreal.
Educator. Mm-hmm. Fucking get me a Flop.
I know. I'd love a Flop.
And then again, like a 6 foot Flop just walk around your house would be absolutely terrifying.
It would, but like we say, I can't slag him because he's great.
Oh, unbelievable. Anyway, doorbell rang. Well, doorbell didn't ring. I got a ping saying someone was on the drive. So I went to the door because I didn't want them to ring and wake Rafe up, long story short. And I opened the door and the car pulled up and they said hello to the neighbours. And I was like, oh, you must be going to see them. And then he sort of, the man and woman, bless them, walked and stood in front of our porch and almost like presented themselves like like Pride and Prejudice. Like just stood there. Like he just kind of stood there and he was like, I am such and such. And he like pointed, I can't even remember the names. I was so confused. And he pointed at his wife or girlfriend and went, and this is such and such. And they both just looked at us like that. And I went, right? And he went, yeah. And I went, sorry, what's happening? Like, I literally, I was so confused. All my tact and manners, which I don't have many of anyway.
Lot, no.
Yeah, I went, sorry, what's happening? And he went, what's happening? They were my exact words. I went, what? Like, I looked at both of them smiling. I went, what's happening? And he went, we're here for the viewing. And I went, No. Like, I didn't even, I was so confused. I didn't even go, sorry, you must be mistaken. I just went, no. And he went, no. And I went, no, no view. And I went,
was there not an element of you thinking, has she put the house on the market?
Well, I never know stuff. You know, the amount of times I've told builders that can come and told people that can come to do stuff.
Did you think
and
you I forget,
like, I book someone in to do the garden or to do something. And I booked in the spur of the moment because I'm really sort of reactionary. Yeah. And then I forget. And there was part of it, I was like, oh, it's a man and woman team. I was like, what are these guys doing? This is great. Like, you know, man and woman plumbers or man and woman sparkies. This is mint. And I went, no. And he went, no. I went, no, not the viewing. And he said the name of the house. And I went, no, I went, there's another house called this further away. Mm-hmm. And it, because we're wankers now. We don't have a number. We have a name.
We've got a name, darling.
Our house has a name.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
I started trying to give him directions and I couldn't think. And I was just so confused. And they were lovely and they were very apologetic. It was just really strange. I literally went, you can't move in. I went, we've still got boxes that we haven't unpacked yet.
Yeah, like,
I went, we've already been in since March.
Well, pictures aren't on the wall
and
yet.
I was like, it's a sickness bug. You don't want to walk around in here. You're gonna die.
I mean, there's part of us that would have been interested to know what they would have offered.
There was part of that.
I'm not going to lie.
Make us an offer now.
Listen, just look at it. Yeah. Walk around. What do you want?
Make us an offer.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like such a tosser giving people our new address.
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it?
It's not cool.
Yeah.
I think I might make up a number.
Yeah.
Because
But it's not a street. It doesn't have a street. There's just
there's a little cluster of about seven houses where we live.
Yeah.
And in our house, I'm not gonna tell you, but it's a name, and I just feel
Partridge. It's very Partridge.
Where was I where I had to give me address and I could tell the lass was like, oh, you prick.
Yeah.
I think it was Specsavers.
I had to do it the other day at Pets at Home.
Oh, that's a bad one.
I had to give them
the
address at Pets at Home because when you buy a fish, I was only buying two snails and two shrimp, right, to clean the tank.
Yeah.
And they were just like, address. And I was like, what is this? You're going to come and take me fish? You're going to come and reclaim me fish? Like, why is this? But yeah, I felt like such a chat. Keating on the iPad. I was like, I'm sorry.
I know, but isn't it sad that why aren't we allowed to feel like, I think most people would be like, oh yeah, it's such and such.
It's because we're working
class.
It's because we're working class.
Is it?
Yeah, it's
because
we're working
class. I just felt like such a tosser.
We're working class and yes, we may have sort of, you know, done all right for ourselves, but we still have a podcast called Shagged, Married, Annoyed and we still swear at 9 o'clock in the morning while recording. And we still, letters from the public later on, questions from the public, we'll be talking about horrible, disgusting stuff. So we're telling someone, you know, like, oh, yeah, it's very, but there's a bit in the Alan Partridge audiobook where he's trying to pick a name for his house and he rattles through loads of names and it's very that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, what are you going to do? Should we get in touch with them people again?
Yeah, should we just flog it? I'm sick of it.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef?
Beef, 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 beef.
Beef. I love beef.
Beef?
I just love, like a casserole beef.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Explain a casserole beef to us.
So just like tender, lovely, like
in water,
beef, like
in
a
water.
Beef shin or something. Not in gravy.
Sorry.
Mm.
Beef shin.
It's a thing.
Shin.
Shin, I'm sure.
Eh? Shin. Beef shin.
Yeah. Well, I've,
just Googling
I'm sure I've had
it. It sounds like it's made up.
No, it's not.
It sounds like in National Lampoon's Christmas
beef
Vacation.
Beef shin is a part of this thing. You can get a shin of beef. It's lovely. Oh, so you go beef shin stew with parmesan dumplings. Well, I might get that recipe.
Oh, Jesus. It beef just sounded shank. Like, you know in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, it's Jamie
Mikey,
Oliver.
When his
monkey
brother says, they're cutting up the turkey and his monkey brother goes, save the neck for me, Clark. It sounded like that. It sounded like dirty minging Auntie Rosie wants to eat the shin.
There you are. Melt in your mouth, shin stew. This is a Jamie Oliver one that doesn't have the parmesan.
Stew can fuck off.
I love a stew.
I'm all right for me food floating in something.
Yeah, honestly,
I've always been all right for that. I'm just all right for it. Where do you want your dinner? Do you want a ladle full of dinner out of the cauldron? No, I'm all right, thanks.
Well, no, I like
stick
the,
a pizza in the
see,
oven.
I like the kind of dinner where you don't need a knife, you just need a fork and then a spoon.
Horrible.
To get all the juice at the
You've
end.
You've got fucking teeth, use them. What, you might as well pull them out. Ugh.
I'm going to save this recipe.
Great.
Oh, it's got cinnamon in.
Jesus.
Oh.
Shut up. This is a podcast. Flower. Stop looking at fucking recipes.
It's got two-thirds of a bottle of Chianti.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
All right, I'm listening. Well, that'll be what it's. If it's floating in wine, I'm all right.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that looks nice. With mashed potato.
Ugh,
get that
mashed,
in my
mashed
belly.
Potato.
Oh, yeah, listen.
Literally
shut,
get
shut.
In the fucking sea.
Right.
There's a thing, because you love mashed potato. I don't know if we talk about this in here, and you're trying to get our children to like mashed potato, and they hate it as well.
No. Well, hang on. Rafe hasn't tried it yet.
He'll hate
Rafe
it.
Rafe has not tried it. He'll love it, actually. He's a right greedy little pig.
Roast potatoes, absolutely smash mashed potato all over. And the smashed jack potato, obviously. We've talked about jack potato. That can fuck off as well. It's just the white, nothing, starchy, hot fucking sponge that you like to eat.
But I add stuff to my mashed potato.
Which tells us it's shit. Do you know what I add to roast potatoes? Absolutely nothing, because they're amazing on their own. If you've got to put fucking cheese and milk and cream, it's bollocks, it's crap, it's a crap thing. Stop eating it. Stop flogging a dead horse. Get some roasties and shut your shit.
Wow. Well,
that's a fucking tea towel. That's a tea towel slogan if ever I've had one. Right. What's your beef apart from the fact that you've shit mashed potatoes?
My beef this week is beef shin. Ugh. Jamie Oliver style. But no, my beef with you this week is you did something earlier on this week. I don't think you're even going to remember this, but honestly, couldn't look at you the same.
Wow.
Can't look at you the same. So you got this new fish tank,
yeah,
which I already hate.
Yeah.
I watched you siphon fish tank water out of that tank into a bowl, because you got to empty 2/3 of it every other week or something ridiculous.
Quarter.
Went in your mouth. The fish tank water went in your mouth and you spat it in the bowl. And honestly, you are such a clean freak. You're such a... I don't know. And I just thought, how can this person drink... You drank fish water?
I spat it out, you've just said.
Oh, but it was in your mouth. Fish tank water went in your mouth. What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you?
Rosie, I'm a fish guy now.
Oh,
fish guys,
God,
do.
Honestly, what an Aquaman guy. Now are there?
Hey, no, yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that. Listen, I am a fish guy now, right? And I look after me fish, and I've got to change the water. And the only way you can really do it, because I've put the tank in a really stupid position. I've basically boxed it into the corner.
You could have done something different than siphon.
What could I have possibly done?
Surely there's a machine. Do you think the bloke who works at the aquatic centre siphons out the fish water? He'd be ill?
If he's hard as fuck like me, probably, yeah. Oh, listen, I am siphoning fish water, but who hasn't got the sickness bug? Eh? I've got my immune system up because I've been drinking fish poo.
Oh my God, that's why? That's why? Your intestines are so rotted with algae and fish shit.
Which is fighting off. My algae is fighting off your sickness bug.
You're probably right, you know.
So there we go.
Please just don't let us watch you do it again, because it was horrible to watch. And like we say, because of our marriage now, we don't actually say things at the time. I had to leave the room and write that in my phone, because I was like, I need to mention this on the podcast.
It's such a sad state of affairs.
So you must have thought that I was just okay with that for all this week, because I haven't said anything. She didn't mind that I drink fish water now.
So basically, I got a clear tube. Actually, that we got with the motorhome water tank. I got a clear tube.
And
I plugged it in. I put it into the thing. You've got to put the bucket lower than where your tank is. And if you've never seen it siphoned before, you basically suck it all up like a straw and then get it flowing, get it in your mouth, spit it. Well, you can. I've realised since then you can put your thumb over it, and then sort of when it touches your thumb, it's hard to explain.
Do you think people swallow the petrol?
I didn't. I've seen it on films where they siphon petrol out of tanks and they just spit it on the floor. That's where I got it from.
Yeah, but they're robbers, usually, Chris.
Right.
Usually pretty scummy people siphon petrol from cars, etc. not a doing quite well stand-up comedian. Siphon your fish water. Honestly.
Listen, the worst bit was, did you see how murky the water was when I did that?
Awful!
It's clear now, because I've changed it and I've cleaned the filter and stuff. And as I say, I've got some shrimp and I've got some snails that are cleaning up the algae and stuff. So yeah.
Just quickly before
Listen, I'm one with nature. I'm just one with nature. I'm a fish guy. Right,
that's great. I'm so happy for you. Can't wait till your girls come in. Just... Might bring a bit of spice to the bedroom.
Oh!
Just before we carry on, the shin recipe, the melt in your mouth shin stew, takes 3.5 hours. So
pointless.
Might not bother.
Absolutely pointless. Who's got that kind of time on their hands?
Well, you might just leave it.
You probably do, I imagine. Stir it every five minutes or something.
Yeah,
horrible.
I'll try it. Right, go on. What's your beef with me then?
I would rather drink fish water than that stew. Just saying. So there you go.
What's the fish guy in? This is going to be really
the deep.
The deep.
in you were going to say in The Boys.
Lost Boys, yeah. Not Lost Boys, oh, The Boys.
The Boys, yeah.
It's very good, the but deep. You are the deep.
See, I don't want the deep's fit gills because they're on his abs and they're disgusting. Yeah, they're horrible. But I wouldn't mind Kevin Costner's gills from Waterworld because they're just behind his ears and he can just wear a hat or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I can't believe this is actually a conversation that we're having. Oh, wow.
What gills would
on
you
on the same
have?
Day, yeah? On the same day that you drank that fish water, mm-hmm. you also text me a reservoir that you found on your bike ride.
Yeah.
You're changing. You're morphing.
I'd just let you drink. I'd like you to drink the water from home and then I'd let you drink the water from the reservoir just to see if any, see what's similar.
Yeah. Right, come on.
A lot of people use pH test strips in like the hot tub or like the aquarium to see the pH levels. I just get a mouthful, just quick gargle, write it down. Oh, write it down in my notebook. Just a fish
so
guy
disgusting.
Now, that's what I do.
Don't you ever slag me off for doing anything monkey. Like, don't, if I'm eating a crisp a weird way, don't you dare.
I've just realised as well, so yesterday I did the fish tank, but you're talking about the other week when I did it, I think, and I actually didn't use that clear, this isn't the time when I used the clear new tube from the motorhome, you're talking about the time I went and got that bit of hose from the garden and did it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there was soil in that as well. It was horrible, a bit of grit in that in my mouth, yeah. But, fish guy. It's what
who
you do.
Are you?
Fish guy.
I'm weirdly quite proud of you, actually.
Yeah.
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 Great. Good for you.
I still won't come anywhere near you with your sickness bug.
Great.
Listen, my beef with you this week is you often have a go at me or get angry at me or tell me off for almost hypothetical situations. Mm. You'll almost invent it. It's not a massive telling off. It's not a crazy Barney where you're like not speaking to us and stuff. Much like when Phoebe falls out with someone in Friends because they were nasty to her in a dream.
Mm-hmm.
She's not speaking to them for the full episode, then you realise it's a dream. So you do it similar, but not, you're like, you don't, it's not a falling out. But you genuinely had a dig at me the other day because you saw that Greg Wise was added to the Strictly lineup this year, who is the husband of Emma Thompson. And you genuinely had quite a venomous dig at me for not being in Strictly this year so you could sit next to Emma Thompson in the crowd. When she's watching her husband.
I just really
it was quick.
Like Emma
it wasn't,
Thompson.
You didn't ever, but it was just like, oh, look, Greg Wise has been added. You're not Emma Thompson's husband. Oh, Chris, man, you couldn't have been in Strictly this year, could you? So I could sit next to her. No, you couldn't. You had to go in 2 years ago. I was like, what the, what?
That just would have been a nice little lineup.
Well, I'm really sorry that I didn't get picked 2 years later to do Strictly, which is totally out of my fucking control.
Right, okay, fair
you
enough.
Maniac.
But all I'm saying is, I didn't get to meet RuPaul. Because he was there the week I wasn't there.
I met him. Nice
I know
bloke.
You did.
Lovely
and
bloke.
And then
very smooth.
Emma Thompson's going to be there, for God's sake.
Well, listen, I know the people at Strictly, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can probably squeeze myself a ticket. I'll send you a photo if I see her.
Don't you dare. Don't
yeah,
you dare.
Yeah, I'll give him a text.
Do you think we could go as guests this year?
Probably not you. Probably me.
Why?
Got a load of clout.
No, shut up, man. I think, should we try?
Yeah, I'd like to go as a guest. Mm. Definitely, I'd like to go and watch.
Cheryl. 100%.
Cheryl
went
came.
There.
Yeah, she. I met Cheryl.
Do you not remember when Cheryl went and just sat in front of my auntie and uncle? Because my auntie Karen and my uncle Kevin went down.
Yeah.
And she sat in front of them and had no idea.
Well, they thought she was a lass from Shields, didn't they?
What do you mean?
They thought she was just a lass from the Northeast. I'm sure they said that there's a lass from the Northeast. They didn't know it was her.
Did they? I remember so. Sending them a picture of them on the telly when it was Cheryl. And I was like, oh my God, Cheryl. And they had no idea. And I was like, what?
Bloody hell.
Uh-huh.
I remember meeting, I think I talked about it here. I met her in the corridor and I felt like I knew her. It was so weird. She was like, hiya. And I was like, hiya. And I was like, oh, we don't know each other. We've just got the same accent.
Bind us together. Oh.
Thing is, though, I would like to go and sit and watch Strictly, but I'm just worried about intimidating the other contestants. Because of such a skilled dancer like yourself. Just a skilled dancer, you know, so much rhythm, so much dancing knowledge, so much musicality.
Yeah.
Sitting there might put them off.
I know. Well, you know, we've got a friend in it.
Rosie, it'll be like a fifth judge.
Wow.
It'll be like a fifth judge sitting
ridiculous.
There.
We've got a friend in it this year, though.
Yes.
So we've got Tom. We'll be cheering on. No offence to everyone else, but we've already got our winner that we're going to be cheering on, Tom Fletcher.
Yeah.
I think he's going to do well.
I think he will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everyone will do better than me. Good luck, everyone.
Yay. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Now, before we go into questions from the public, we have put out surveys for the live shows on Rosie's Instagram feed. I'll put them out on mine as well, but what's the fucking point? But basically, it's called a monkey survey. Mm-hmm. Please, that's just the company that does it. Please don't take offence. I remember because our producer was like, we'll put a monkey survey out. And I was like, don't you speak to our listeners like that. I'll slap you.
How dare you.
But yeah, basically, it's the company that does it. It's called a monkey survey. So we need you, if you're coming to one of our live shows, we need you to go on there and put in your beef with your partner or their beef with you. Or you can put both beefs in. Mm-hmm. And basically, you can stay anonymous and we are going to read them out on the night at the show and discuss them. The producers are seeing them. We're not seeing them.
We're not going to know what they are, which
is a complete surprise for us. Yeah. The producer's always been already been in touch, saying that there's some really good ones. So Edinburgh, Newcastle are the first two.
Well, I'm going to share them before each show. So possibly the day before or 2 days before each show, I'm going to share it. And yeah, you can either stay anonymous or you can let us know and then we can dig you out.
Anyone coming to any of the shows in September, get on there, get on Rosie's Instagram. We'll put it out again. And get your beefs in, please.
Now, question from the public. I've been going through all the emails because obviously we are getting them for the tour. You don't know what the questions are for the tour, which is very nice.
Very excited.
But I've got that horrible thing now. It's great because there's so many good ones, but I'm now reading them going, oh, podcast tour.
I know what
podcast
you mean.
Podcast tour.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I don't know. So I'm trying to spread them out, but I've got some really good ones.
As long as they're all good, it's absolutely fine. Tickets for December still available. Right. Come on, let's go.
Okay, hello both. Just finished listening to episode 110, take 2, about the person calling into work. Do you remember the bloke rang into work or something because his wife was constipated and he had to help her?
Oh, God, the TMI guy. Yeah.
It says, my story isn't as bad, but it is very stupid.
Got you.
So, a mother called in and said that she couldn't come into work that day because she had caught sunstroke off her son.
Sorry. Caught it off her son.
She caught something that isn't contagious.
Great.
Also, I think this could make a good podcast segment, genuine reasons that people have called in sick.
That could be quite fun, couldn't it? That's good, actually. Yeah, get in touch, shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com for the most ridiculous or genuine, what you thought were genuine reasons that you've... Maybe it's ridiculous, you knew it was ridiculous, maybe it was a lie, or maybe it was genuine and everyone else thought you were lying.
Yeah,
send them in.
That'll be interesting. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hey, Chris and Rosie. I have the perfect story for this week's podcast. My friend works in a restaurant/bar in our area and had one of the weirdest experiences of her waitressing life the other day.
Only Cody.
She sat a table of 6, in brackets, as those are the current restrictions in Ireland.
Okay.
It's in Ireland. And proceeded to take their order. Everything was going very well until she brought their food to the table. One woman on the table ordered a main and a side of mashed potato. Oh, you'd have hated her. This is where it all took a turn. My friend walked away from the table and continued to serve the other tables. The next time she walked past this table of six, she was shocked. The woman that had ordered the mashed potato had taken out one of her breasts and was milking her boob onto the mash.
Sorry.
She whisked her breast milk into the mashed potato and proceeded to eat it.
What? In the middle of...
In the middle of the restaurant. See, I don't know. Is it like... I know. I never drank my the little bit of breast milk that the shit sisters provided. I never tried it. But, I mean, I don't know whether it's that disgusting putting it in your mashed potato. But right, I think in a restaurant,
can I just say,
weird.
I've never felt more validated in my life. Because I started this podcast by kicking off like you always have to add something because it's so shit. Even in a pub, she's got to hire her own tit milk in because mashed potato is that fucking crap.
It's that bland.
All hail King Ramsay. Oh, I fucking nailed it. Yeah. Even in a pub, when you know they put loads of butter and loads of salt, they don't care about your health. They just hide it to make it. Yeah. Even in a pub where she's ordered it, and pub/restaurant, it's that fucking gash. She's got to go, oh, I'm going to put a bit of milk
but
in this.
But what's made her think? I didn't. I mean, I know it's what very handy.
What were the rest of the people on the table? Handy's not. Sorry, if you're feeding a baby, I'm completely get it. I understand. Yeah. And you know,
can we just clarify? Breastfeeding's great.
Maybe I'm being a chauvinist pig here. Am I being a chauvinist pig?
I don't know.
She hasn't got a baby with her, but she's just whipped her tit out in the pub and just added her own breast milk.
It says nothing about the baby being there because I think you know what? If the baby was there,
the baby's not eating the mashed potato. She's eating the mashed potato. All right, it's fucking weird. I'm not saying it's illegal. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's fucking weird. It's weird as fuck.
Well, it's a bit... I don't know because I think we're going to get loads of emails going, it's natural.
Not for you to drink, not for you to eat your own mixed into mashed potato. All right, so I'm going on the train this afternoon down to London because I've got the gigs at the weekend. Uh-huh. I'm going to probably get a Greggs.
Right.
Well, what if I just stood up and just spunked into my sandwich and went, sorry. I like to add my own flavour.
No, because the reason that you can't use that analogy is because somebody doesn't eat your spunk.
Don't you deny my spunk on the podcast. I'm joking.
Married people don't swallow sperm.
I'm being a bit over the top with that, but
oh, do you know what?
I reserve the right to say that putting your breast milk in your own mashed potato in a crowded restaurant, whisking it up and then eating your mashed potato on a it's weird that it's on a table of six. I don't know why.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's weird.
Right.
And I think most people listening will think it's weird. And I think the odd person who goes, breastfeeding's natural. I'm not saying breastfeeding's not natural. I'm not saying breast milk's not natural. I'm saying hoying your own breast milk
into
your
own mashed potato.
Not for your mashed potato, for your own consumption in a pub.
Yeah.
Sorry and all that.
I wonder if our mates had any.
What was their reaction?
Oh, hello. Oh, hey. My mashed potato is a little bit dry as well.
Stop doing people's accents. It's really upsetting. Stop it. No.
Stop putting your
Can I just say as well, right? Can I put, like at the beginning of that email, it was we sat at a table of six, brackets as is the restrictions. She didn't eat a ton. Six is a lot of people. Like, she said it like there'd normally be more people going out for who's going out with more than six people for a meal? What is it? Office do? Viking banquet? I'm all right going out with more than six people, especially if they're all fucking putting blooming breast milk in their mashed potato. Thanks very much. It'd be an absolute state.
Actually, yeah. We're part of a WhatsApp group at the minute that are arranging Christmas night out.
Oh, God, I'm already getting anxiety.
And there's a lot of people, and they're a lot. It's all your mates.
They
seem to be allergic to eating food whilst drinking. And I'm just like...
Oh, they've always been like that.
Oh, I'm not having any food. We're just gone drinking. I'm like, I will die.
Yeah.
I will die.
Yeah.
So we might just have to go for dinner before we meet them.
Well, I've often disappeared in a city centre and got a Subway halfway through the night and met them afterwards.
What's all that about?
We went out in Leeds once, all me and all my mates, for a night out. And I disappeared halfway through the night with one of them. And we got a foot and a half of Subway each.
Did you?
Yeah, we got a foot-long Subway, ate it outside, then went, are you still hungry? I'm still hungry. Went back into the Subway for another 6 inches.
Wow.
And then went to the nightclub and just burped meatball marinara
all
over the dance floor.
Oh, God, it's not the one you want, it's not the one you want. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Long-time lover and listener of the podcast. Can't wait to see you both on September the 13th in London.
Oh.
Shit, that's Wembley.
Is that Wembley?
That's Wembley.
Oh, cackapoo times.
Shit.
Very excited.
Oh, I'm sat laughing my head off to episode 128 for the kid who ran into a wall and broke both his arms, Paul Pentalone.
He got in touch on Twitter. Have we talked about that, by the way?
I don't know, actually.
So we talked about your mate
well,
too.
I'm going to message him and ask if I can share the picture on my Instagram.
Right. Well, he put it online. So we talked about your, you said a friend of yours who was in school in your form class broke his arms.
Yeah, both but arms.
You were annoyingly right on a lot of the story.
Massively.
Apart from, it wasn't full arms, so he wasn't in right angle.
And they weren't
right
above his head.
So Rosie described that. You got the colours right. You said it was like a Twister lolly, which it was. But you said that it was it was like the right angle cast. So it was from armpit to wrist.
Yeah, it was.
At a 90 degree angle. And you said that both his arms were strapped up like a fucking rugby goal.
Well, the reason do you know why I've thought about this for longer? Yeah. I think what's happened is I might have seen him across the yard.
And he showed
And I've
someone.
Gone, Paul, let us look at your cast. And he's gone like that. And I've thought, wow, they are stuck in the air.
Right, okay.
He's just showed us.
It was basically two wrist casts.
Yeah.
And it was on the last day of school, apparently.
Well, it happened the week before the school holidays broke up. And he said that he was desperate to go in and show everyone. So he went in for the last day of the summer term. Just
absolutely
to show
brilliant.
Off his cast, and then he had 6 weeks and off look, with and two look, broken
and
arms.
And look what that did. That reminded you. You saw it, you remembered it, and it gave joy to
there
all of
are.
The listeners
Thank
about
you,
it.
Paul.
And he got in touch on Twitter, and he was showing the photo. I was like, I need photos, and it was amazing. Mm-hmm. I love this podcast, and I forget how many people listen because we just do it in the house. Did I not tell
to
you
be
about...
fair, I didn't know he listened, so that's cool.
It's amazing how many people listen. Did I not tell you about the tweet I got the other day?
What? No.
So we were talking about when me and Carl Hutchinson were on when we were on the circuit doing comedy back in the day in little pubs and stuff, and we stayed in a pub. And I said one morning we stayed in a B&B, and one morning at 9 o'clock I heard a waiter shout to the manager of the B&B, "Simon, your burger's ready."
Yes. Don't say they got in touch.
9 o'clock the other morning. I woke up, I think I'd been up with Rafe in the night, so I woke up about 10 o'clock and I had a screen grab sent to us from Carl Hutchinson.
Yeah.
It was the guy, Simon, the exact guy, at 9 o'clock that morning, he tweeted me and Carl saying, "Is me burger ready?"
Shut up.
Yeah, it was great.
So who is he?
I was buzzing. It's just the guy who used to manage the B&B, the pub. Yeah, is me burger ready? 9 o'clock on the dot. He tweeted me and Carl.
Wow,
fucking incredible.
That's amazing.
I love this podcast so much.
That.
Yeah, I've been saving it and I've completely forgot about it, to be fair. But yeah.
Wow.
Love it.
I wonder
what else
can we get in touch
with? No, because it's freaking us out because I forget and I don't know what I've said and I feel like I'm going to bump into someone from my past and they're going to be like, "Oh yeah, Doug is out on that," and I'm going to be like, because I have slagged people off as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, not really
not
badly.
Not named anyone, though.
Yeah, but they'll fucking know if it's them. I'm just a bit worried. But anyway. Yeah.
Right, fair enough.
Shout out to Simon and Paul Pentlow. Anyway, what's this question?
Right, sorry. Okay, so, blah, blah, blah. I'm laughing about Paul Pentlow. A few stories come from this. So, it was the school holidays and we were having a summer fete in my primary school playground with a few stalls inside. My mum was on the school committee, so we helped to set up and clear everything up. I was still in primary school at the time, but my brother had left a year before and couldn't remember the layout of the school.
Wow.
Really, really quickly forgot about that school, didn't he? Imagine a year later, well, where is everything? Oh, I've just can't remember. After the day had finished, the adults were clearing up, but me, my brother and some of our friends were running around playing tag. My brother was chasing after me, but he went hurtling around a corner, face first, into a brick wall he forgot was there.
Brilliant. What the hell?
I initially laughed, but he screamed and cried. I then cried too, seeing blood all over him and the wall. Yep, he knocked both of his front teeth out.
Oh, we've been there.
Yep, we've been there.
Can I just say, though, the confidence in, like, oh, I don't know the layout anymore, but I'm going to assume there's nothing around this corner, so I'm going to fucking sprint full pelt with my eyes shut.
I feel like they also should have took the doctors for amnesia.
Maybe, yeah.
This is the better bit of the podcast.
Do you know what's really weird?
Sorry.
To interrupt.
What?
I could now possibly draw you the layout of all of my schools, roughly, on a bit of paper.
Yeah, so could I.
Me infant school, possibly. Definitely me juniors, I'd know the layout of that 100%. Yeah. And obviously definitely me comprehensive school.
Yeah, I could.
I mean, there's no way of proving because, you know, apart from me comprehensive school, all my other schools would be knocked down, which we've talked about regularly. So there's no way of proving this. I could be talking absolute bollocks, but so that's really strange. But anyway, carry on.
Also, at this summer fair, my dad got told off for a t-shirt he was wearing whilst cooking the barbecue, right?
It was a meat joke, wasn't it? It was a meat joke.
No,
Chris. Okay.
Right, this is just a dickhead dad
Right.
It's a dickhead dad who, if it was my dad, I'd be like, Dad, no, I'd be ashamed, right? So, it had the same style text as an optician's eye exam.
Okay? Oh, fucking hell.
But the words read top, big, down to small at the bottom. So, they were, you know, when the big at the top. And
yeah,
then
yeah, yeah,
small,
like one or two letters at the top and it goes down like a pyramid.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, this is what it read whilst he was doing the barbecue at the school.
At the school fair.
Primary school.
Come on.
Summer fair.
Come on.
Hello, nice to meet you. If you can read this down here, give me a blowjob while you're down there.
Fucking disgraceful! The school fair!
The school fair. He's on the barbecue.
Oh!
Like, what goes through these people's minds?
Listen, I'm going to upset you here, Rosie.
Uh-huh.
But I respect them.
No, I'm sorry.
It's dedication to a dad joke, that. Then again, it's filth. I don't know.
It's awful.
I don't
like who are these people's partners who let them go out in this shit?
Yeah.
That's my first thing.
Yeah.
I remember, I'm going to dig out my grandparents here and I don't mean to. My granddad Ronnie, God rest his peace, rest in peace, granddad Ronnie.
Oh, safe then. He's not going to tweet with.
No, true. It's my dad's dad.
Sorry.
I remember one time he came out and he had a cap on and had loads of fake bird shit on.
Yeah.
And I was young, so I found it funny. But as a
fake bird shit.
But as a grown woman,
that's the worst crap. Who's the joke aimed at?
I don't know.
Who's the joke aimed at?
I think it must have had some writing on as well because I can't remember.
But who's the? You're the punchline of your own joke there. That's rubbish. Because what, you're gonna walk around and people are gonna go, "Hey, you got bird shit on your cap." And you go, "No, it's not. It's fake, idiot."
I don't know.
Everyone, he thought it was real bird shit. Why are you wearing it, you fucking nut?
But now, as a grown woman, you know, with a husband and that, what was me Nana doing? Why, Nana? What are you letting him wear that cap for? With fake bird shit. Was it me granda? This is one of them memories where I'm going to... Kevin doesn't listen to this. Dad doesn't listen. I'll ask me mum.
Fucking hell.
She'll remember. Who was it, me granda, or was it somebody else? I can't remember. Anyway, somebody had bird shit on their cap. And I thought it was hilarious. But as a grown woman, I'd have thought it was horrendous.
It's just such a stupid cap and it's such a stupid joke and it's pointless. I know why that's not a cap anymore. I know why I've never seen a cap like that because it's such a stupid joke. It's not funny at all. Like, that's like buying. That's like going to the shop and going, you seen these? We sell these cream chinos. But look, they've got a fake skid mark on the back so it looks like you've shat yourself. And then people go, you've shat yourself. And you go, no, it's fake, you idiot. Like, stupidest joke ever.
I'm just Googling it and you can get them.
Yeah.
You can get one that says, I hate seagulls.
Oh, God.
With loads of shit on.
Rubbish.
Yeah.
That's a rubbish. I normally like stupid dad jokes, but that's rubbish.
Anyway.
My dad once won a competition in a pub on holiday. Mm. And I remember this. Have I ever told you about this?
I don't think so.
My dad, they had to get up and it was my dad and two young lads did this competition. My dad like wiped the floor with them. They had to do... can't remember the physical activity was, but they had to do some kind of physical. It was like press ups or something like that. You know, my dad was the dickhead dad who got up and did all these things, right? So he had to.
We talked about that?
Well, we were going through photos, weren't we? We were going through photos recently, guys, for the tour, for a little slideshow we've got on the tour. And
can I explain?
Of course,
you can. All of Chris's childhood photos of him on holiday is his dad doing cartwheels in the pool and handstands and going across the monkey bars, and his mom just getting a wide on at the side of the pool. Your mum's the one taking all the pictures.
Yeah.
Like, there's one of them when your dad is doing a headstand and you're about to push him in the pool.
Yeah.
And I just can imagine him going, Anne, get the camera, Anne, and her going, oh, yes, Phil. Right, go on then. Oh, fantastic, look at that. I'd be mortified.
As a, yes, he was the dickhead dad, 100%, which I'm definitely going to be the dickhead dad as well. But pushing a man in to the pool who was doing a headstand was so fun.
Yeah.
So he would do the headstand and I would run up and just push him in because I was only a toddler. Did I fall in a couple of times and nearly drown falling after him? Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Was it worth it? Yes.
To be fair, what would I rather have? That or my dad used to get pissed and get up and do Elvis on the karaoke. So,
Headstand. Yeah. Headstand in Speedos is looking pretty fine now, isn't it? So it was this bar and they had to get up and do this sort of challenge thing. It was something like press ups or, you know, run to somewhere, then run back or whatever. Then they had to down a pint.
Yeah.
And then they had to eat a pack of crisps as well. Right? And it was all... And my dad, like, I think he was about level with the kids doing the press ups or whatever it was.
Mm.
And then the pints or whatever, and they like really rushed, like opened the crisp packet and they were like shoveling the crisps into their mouth. And my dad opened the crisp packet, right? Opened it, squeezed it and crushed all of the crisps to nothing and just poured them all into his mouth in one go and finished like a good sort of 30 seconds before these guys were like choking on walkers, like coughing and bits of fucking crisp going everywhere. And he won this t-shirt and he wore it for the full holiday. Aww. And he wore it when we got home. And I fucking
hated
it.
What did it say? Oh, don't.
It was a great t-shirt. And it didn't make any sense, right? Because he wasn't. But it was this great t-shirt and it had a circle on. And in the circle on the front, it was too big for him as well. Oh. On the circle on the front, it said, "I may be fat, but you're ugly and I can diet." But he was in really good nick. He was in really good. He was in really good shape at the time. He was doing headstands.
I'm so confused. Your dad was ripped to shreds.
The t-shirt said, "I may be fat, but you're ugly and I can diet." And he wore it. He thought it was hilarious. And he wore it all the time. But he wasn't fat. And I was, even as a child, I was like, why have you got that on? Like, why have you got that on? Obviously, by today's standards, it's really offensive and not cool. But even at the time, I was like, it doesn't make any sense. It's not a funny joke. And you're not fat. Take it off.
And he wouldn't have enough.
He probably wore it, right? So people would go, "What's that?" And he probably didn't even think it was that good.
He just wanted to tell them.
I won this competition.
Oh, that's, yeah,
two
yeah,
young
yeah.
lads, right? No. Didn't know how to eat crisp fast, did they?
Oh, Billy, that's great. That's Billy. Oh, yeah. And your man's
there. Get the photos, Ann. Get the photos of me eating them crisps.
Oh, just wait a minute. I'll go and get them, yeah. Brilliant. It was great. That's your mum and dad. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. After listening to episode 129, in which you both discussed the type of tampons billionaires use...
Oh, Jesus God. When people...
when people remind us what we've said, so I want to die.
Again, it's like someone's reading it in court.
It's awful.
It's like they're reading it in court. It's so bad.
Do you know when you talk about tampons billionaires use? Well, actually, that got me thinking about... So, oh, well, anyway. I wanted to write in... as this is something that crops up in my line of work from time to time. You're okay. Not going to believe this. I work on a super yacht as a stewardess.
Serving
and looking after some pretty wealthy people. Right, now, I knew you'd like this because we are big Below Deck fans.
Yes, yes, yes.
And nobody has ever got in touch
who
works on a super yacht, right? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this?
Stop.
Okay. I'm afraid I haven't come across any 24-carat gold tampons, although a girl I work with once had a guest on board who had all her underwear pre-lined with sanitary pads for her so she didn't have to unwrap them herself, and she then leave the used underwear and pads on the floor for the stewardess to clean up for her.
Oh, that's not cool.
Gross.
Oh, that's like, you know when they leave, you know when the photos are on the internet of when they've left a festival and there's just tents and shit everywhere.
Yeah.
That's like the posh people version of that.
Oh, vile, disgusting. Doesn't matter if you've got money, it's still
so
gross.
So every time she has a period, she throws the knickers away and the sanitary pads. She just leaves them on the floor from the get thrown away. Yeah. Oh, God, talk about fast fashion. Jesus.
So probably her housekeeper or whatever at her home will have pre-lined her underwear.
That's... I'm sorry.
Yeah. Vile.
How rich do you have to... There's some things that you would... I mean, obviously, I'm a man. I've got a penis. I can't really weigh on, and it's not really my place to tell women how to put their sanitary pads in. But what a... Just what a tap out of adult life to go, I need it already put in me knickers because I don't put it in.
Useless. Useless sack of shit that she is.
Wow.
Yeah. No. Anyway, so I thought I'd write in some weird/mad/gross stories from my crew and friends in the industry for you.
Oh, God, yes.
Please keep me anonymous. I could lose my job.
Got you.
I've got an email though, so I might email and say, "Do you ever do any really cheap rates?"
Yeah.
Do you know how much it is to hire a yacht?
Can you possibly give the not the crew, just the people who've rented it for a week, some kind of stomach virus so they have to fuck off and we can just come in for the last 3 days and just enjoy it for free?
Do you know how much it is?
It's hundreds of thousands of pounds.
It's about £250,000
for like a day.
No, I think like a week. Possibly.
Jesus. You could buy a fucking massive house for that.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they leave like £20,000 tips, don't they?
That's the worst bit for me.
That's a down payment on a flipping house.
The worst bit for me when I see the tips and I'm like, nah.
Anyway.
I wouldn't do it. I'd be like, that glass had a lipstick mark on.
Yeah, he has 10 euro.
I'm taking £10,000 off your tip because that I'm allergic lipstick. I could have died.
I'd hand over like 100 euros or whatever. and be buzzing with it and be like, listen, that's all you stole, Shay. Lovely time.
I'd have all it, right? What I would do is, right, I would somehow get all the 20 grand and I would put it on a big table at the beginning, right? And be like, this is your tip. But I'd treat it like £1 million drop. And anytime anything gone wrong, I go, oh, you've lost half the tip. like, but the most, did you just sniff while holding my bread? You've lost half the tip. I get
this
Davina.
This is not 37 degrees.
I get Davina there. Oh, I'd be giving them a quid by the end. I'd be buzzing.
Yeah. Oh, that would be quite cool, wouldn't it? Where's me pad?
Did you not put these salary pads in my wife's name? You've lost half your tip.
Do you want to hear some of these?
Yes, of course.
Right, this is number one. Some years ago, my captain, a deckhand at the time, worked for a king on his yacht. And one day it was on deck when the king shouted, shark, shark, and pointed at the water where his wife was swimming.
Oh, my God.
My captain jumped in the tender with a couple of other crew members and quickly sped over to the wife and pulled her under the boat. The king was so thankful that he gave each of the guys a very generous sum of money and offered my captain a car of his choice. He chose a Land Rover Sport. However,
oh my God!
However, it never materialised, and instead, he was given the equivalent in cash instead. Overall, he received about 90,000 euros for his deed, and funnily enough, isn't even convinced there was a shark in the water at all, as he had seen a pod of dolphins shortly beforehand nearby.
Oh my God!
What? What? What?
Sorry. I mean, if I was on that crew, I'd be shouting shark non-stop.
There's another one!
Get his fucking kids in the water. Get them out there. You, get that fucking cardboard fin on your back. Get that cardboard fin on your back and get over there right now. Scratch them. Take a fork from the dinner table and scratch their feet. Just their legs. Just a tiny bit of blood on that bin. Shark, quick! Oh, there's your kids back. And there is a Lamborghini catalogue. Oh, my God. How do you... So, and as well, is it a bit dickish to go... when we're offered something, you know, when someone will say it to us, that I've, you know, like, I remember once, it's not the same level, but I remember once I found a dog in the street and I took the dog to someone's house and they went, there's 40 quid for get me dog. And I went, don't be daft, keep your 40 quid.
Oh, did they offer you money?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, of course, I went, keep your 40 quid, here's okay. Your dog. You know, I enjoyed walking your dog around looking for your house because I don't have a dog.
Yeah.
What kind of a... I'm not saying the captain's a dickhead, but it's just like, you know, oh, you've saved my wife. Here you go. Okay, listen, any car of your choice, Range Rover Sport.
Yeah. Didn't choose a three-year-old Clio, did he?
Make me gratitude, honestly. Pick a Range Rover Sport. Yeah, here's the link. That one, that colour, tinted windows, 22-inch alloys, please. Cheers, mate. Fucking...
He's like, yeah.
He chose a Range Rover Sport.
You can keep me wife. That's too much.
She is worth a Yaris at best.
What would I get?
If someone saved you, what would they get? Yeah. Fucking punch in the mouth. I go, leave her in there. You kidding me?
You'd literally be in the loo on the yacht checking the insurance. Does it cover sharks?
Honestly. Oh. I'd be like, I'd come out with a carrier bag, right? And I'd go pick any car you want. And the carrier bag would be Robin's Hot Wheels. Not the shiny one. Not that shiny one you really like. And not the ones where you pull it back and it goes itself. One of the normal ones.
One of the B&M ones. He gets in his stocking. Get one of them.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
There's more here. Do you want to know more?
I want to hear every single one of them.
As you can probably imagine, the chefs often cop the worst of it. I've been asked for all sorts of crazy times of night, waking up the chefs at 4 a.m. to make bone broth and burgers for hungry guests.
Oh, God.
Twat. My chef was once asked to remove seeds from strawberries when making a strawberry smoothie.
Go and fuck off.
Before then adding chai seeds. Well, how do you say that?
Chai.
Chia or chai?
Chai, yeah.
Chai.
I think it's chai.
Yeah.
I'm
so
not bothered at this
point. That to take all of the strawberry seeds off the strawberries and then add chai seeds to this smoothie. Dicks.
That's so bad.
Another friend of mine had to clean up a big food fight the guests had, and they'd only used caviar.
Very rarely have I got nothing to say there, mm-hmm. but I was just thinking about the mess that caviar would make and
how expensive it is.
But
yeah.
Oh, isn't caviar black on a white boat?
Yeah. They don't give a shit.
Caviar food for... Oh, that's just... Oh.
Ready?
That is the most, like, ostentatiously, ridiculously mm-hmm. wealthy thing to do.
The boss of a girl I know was annoyed by a fly that was flying around him, so he had her chase it all day around his 90-metre yacht until she caught it and got rid of it. What's the matter?
What's the matter?
That one, I think. I know.
What's the matter?
Is,
I know exactly. Guys, Rosie made me do exactly that yesterday in the living room. I came at the you weren't well yesterday, and I came at the living room to give you a juice, and you went, "There's a fly," and I went, "Right," and you went, "Will you get it?" And I had half an hour trying to get this fly, and I went, "I can't," and you went, "Please, it's annoying us." And I, you are that guy. You're a worse version.
That's the only one I can get behind.
Wow.
Babadoo, 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 ba. As always, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Maradenoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Guys, thank you so much. As always, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmaradenoid@gmail.com. Now, I know it's Friday. If you listen to this Friday, tonight I'm at the Hammersmith Apollo solo show, flying solo. I'm riding solo. There's only a few tickets left, and then the Shag Maradenoid tour kicks off September. Nearly all the tickets are gone for September. A couple have been returned here and there, but not many. December tickets still available, and the paperback of the book is out now. If hardbacks are too heavy and cumbersome for your little bag and your little delicate
hands. I've just read an email that on the 7th of September, Kindle are doing a one-off little thing where you can get our book on the Kindle on the 7th of September for 99 pence.
Well, I'm going to be...
It's not bad, is it?
Fucking raging about that. That's worse than seeing it in the bargain bin in the fucking... in the petrol station. I am raging about that. Someone's going to get fired from somewhere. Honestly, everyone's getting sacked. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.